we have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Fear itself. Fear itself. Fear itself. Well, they will not be judged by the color of the man.
To fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air, we shall never surrender.
My prepper brothers and sisters, you arrived at the bunker. Grab a cup of joe, a stout tea, or maybe your favorite adult beverage. This is the prepper's place for open discussion on whatever the hell we want, brought to you whatever the hell way we want. This is the new format of the OPS Bunker, a prepper survivalist show. So sit down, kick back, post up, relax, and welcome to the bunker. Preppers, survivalists, off-gridders, homesteaders, and the like. Welcome to Tops Bunker, a podcast for preppers. Leave a voicemail and get on the show. Speakpipe.com/tops. Email us at shtf@topsbunker.com. I want to thank you guys for joining us tonight. If you're new to the show, welcome to the bunker. If you enjoy listening to the show, please consider leaving us a 5-star review. Those 5-star reviews and downloads get calculated and help decide the order in which podcasts appear in the search list. Good or bad, of course, good is better. 5 stars is best. Your feedback is much appreciated. Rhonda, what's going on tonight?
There's so much going on. I don't know where to start.
Yeah, you do. I was on Facebook. Actually, I'm on Facebook right now on the bunker. And everybody went quiet. I told everybody I was going to leave up the Shoot the Bull chat box open during the recording.
Oh, okay.
And everybody went silent. Dagon. Everybody was talking. They were talking about this and that, blah, blah, blah. And then I put, we're about to record tonight's bunker episode. I'll stay on this chat while we record. If y'all have anything to say, now's the time. Speakpipe.com/tops. I put on there as well the link. And then I also, and then somebody was still talking about the alcohol, and then I put the new Tops logo for SpeakPipe, and then after that, so Casey did reply.
Oh, yeah.
Tried 3 times, and it keeps saying recording error. I'll try again in a while. So he must have tried.
Oh, maybe it did something because you were updating.
Oh, you think during the updating process it messed up?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Hey, but you know what? You can send voice recordings in the Shoot the Bull chat, too.
And how do you do that?
Tell him that.
I know, but how do you do that?
There's a little microphone you click on.
Where? I'm looking at it right now.
Hey, you guys, send us a voice clip in the Shoot the Bull chat, and we'll put you on the podcast. We're recording right now.
Oh, yeah. So they were talking about alcohol. There was somebody who put in here. Who was it? It was Cody. He put in something about, what does it say?
Mighty Tasty. Yeah. Bird Dog Blackberry Flavored Whiskey. Bird, that sounds kind of good.
Yeah, I would like to try blackberry. Yeah, for sure. But and you said you don't like peanut butter?
Not in a whiskey.
How do you know?
It just sounds gross. But I will say that the salted caramel that you brought home is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
Is that what who posted that?
That was me.
Oh, okay. That was awesome.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind trying the peanut butter. And there's also there's a mocha one, some sort of mocha, like a coffee flavored one. And there's a chocolate. Well, I mean, they got tons of them. There's tons of flavors. Old Smoky's good stuff. So the one we have upstairs is whiskey. The moonshine also has their own flavors. The Old Smoky moonshine. They have whiskey and they got moonshine. I don't really know the difference. Honestly, I don't. Maybe there's a difference. Maybe somebody in the alcohol world can, you know, you connoisseurs can tell me what that's all about. I just thought moonshine was whiskey that was being made illegally. But anyway. All right. So, Rhonda, do we have any new bunker members to shout out to?
We do have some new bunker group members.
All right. Let's hear them.
We have Alinda, Sean, Jeremy, Jeff, Christian, JT, and Alex. And I just approved another person. It's not going to show me who it is now. Anyway. So, thanks, guys, for joining the bunker.
Did you say Alinda or Linda?
E-Linda.
E-Linda.
Alinda. I'm assuming you say Alinda.
Alinda. Okay.
Not sure, though. Good name. I like it.
Should we hear Casey's voice thing?
Yeah, go for it.
He just sent us a message on here.
Yes.
Hopefully my microphone will pick this up. Let's see.
Turn up loud.
Hey, Keith and Rhonda. This is Casey down in Florida. How are y'all doing?
Doing good.
I was curious if you guys might have a P.O. box set up just in case we might want to send you guys something. You know, send a little gift or something. Let me know. Great to hear the podcast, and I'm glad you guys are out there getting your homestead on. Y'all take it easy.
That is a fantastic question, which I have asked Rhonda several times, and she has failed to answer.
About a P.O. box?
Yeah.
You're lying. You never asked me that.
Yeah, we tried in Texas, in Denton, Texas. Oh. We tried it. We were thinking about it in Wichita, Kansas, then again in Kansas City, Missouri.
We did have it in Kansas City.
We did?
Yes.
We did not have a P.O. box.
Yes, we did.
I never told anybody we had a P.O. box.
Because I'm the office manager.
Well, did you tell the people we had a P.O. box?
I did, and we received a couple of things there.
Wait, what? We did not.
We did too.
I received nothing.
Where do you think all the gun range stuff came in at?
Oh, the patches?
The box with the thermal insulated cups and all that Scotty sent?
Yeah. Did he send that DFW patch too? I have it on my, what do you call it, filming kit.
Yep. So I have not had a chance to do that here, but definitely need to get that done.
Well, let me go do it. How do I set it up? You tell me.
Go down to the post office.
The post office in our town?
Yeah.
You're kidding me, right?
No.
It's like a shack. It's not even a post office.
They're open for 2 hours a day. I'm sure you can make it down there in that window time.
There's like somebody who lives upstairs that walks down and whenever somebody rings the bell.
I'm happy that person does it.
It's not like a real post office. Should we go to like a bigger city?
You can. You can go to the...
Let's go to a bigger city. It's got an actual post office.
Go to the big city.
Yeah.
If you go like I did, go to a UPS store or something like that, you can get an actual street address instead of a P.O. box.
I'm just thinking, as small as our post office is, the P.O. boxes are probably not even metal. They're probably like cardboard boxes they just throw stuff into. Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Find a UPS store. That's the way to go.
Okay. So, yes, Casey, we will definitely be doing that. And actually, I'm running down to going down to town tomorrow. I got to pick up some wood. So I will try to do. Does it cost money to get one of those?
Yes.
Oh, man. Everything costs money. Yeah, it does. For some reason, I was thinking mail. It's got to be like a free service, right? Okay.
No.
So not a free service. Okay. I will look into it, Casey. That's a fantastic idea. What else you got going on bunker-wise?
I just updated the bunker group with our new fancy logo with the Sasquatch on it.
Don't worry about me typing. Go ahead. I'm typing Casey back.
Oh, okay. So anyway, on the Facebook group, you'll see the fancy new logo that we came up with. On there, it looks way different from what we had before, and I also went ahead and put that on our Patreon, and in the process of updating all the other stuff we have with this new logo that says Tops real big on it.
Oh, with the black one?
Yep.
With the really cool pine tree, yep. And our mascot walking
we'll be,
across.
Making some t-shirts and other merchandise available soon.
We were thinking about having the original Prepper Survivalist mascot, which we all know and love is Bigfoot. I was thinking about putting a backpack on them or something like a rifle hanging off of them, but it's just too busy.
Don't you think? I like him the way he is.
I think it's just like that.
I'm open to doing some fun stuff and other on the merchandise.
That's actually the Patty pose.
It is the Patty pose.
And it's a she. We keep saying he. Well, we're going to call him he because he is he.
Yeah.
Bigfoot to me is a he. Whether it's a she or a he,
it's all he. I don't give a shit what his pronouns are.
I'm just saying. That particular picture is of Patty from the Patterson-Gimlin.
It is, but there's so many clip arts out there with different variations of the same pose.
True, true.
It doesn't necessarily
But you
got to
look at that butt. That butt is definitely a female butt. I'm just saying.
Okay, no.
That's not a male butt.
That's a stair climber.
That's a stair climber. It's a stair climber Sasquatch?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I love the new logo. I think it's pretty cool. I also like the one with the footprint. That's awesome. We're going to put that on a t-shirt. Guys, it's going to be on Patreon very soon. The March is the month that all of this stuff is happening. The YouTube channel is opening. We are busting serious ass over here. You guys just don't even know. Recording and getting all this stuff organized, plus all the stuff we got going on at the farm. It's just crazy. So, it's all happening in March. All this is going to pop up. Excuse me. My voice is going here. Patreon's going to have its own, the Patreon members who are paid Patreon members. They will have an extra episode of the podcast every month? Every other week. Yeah.
Yeah. And I posted on there and I shared it on the Facebook group that we've recorded that first video. It's going to be like our.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Yep. Trial run. See how that comes out. I can't wait.
Yep. Yep. Looks like we got somebody else who just popped on here. Jeremy is left us a message. Let's hear what Jeremy's got to say.
Hey, Keith and Rhonda. Just wanted to let you guys know that the most redneckinest grandbaby in the world may want to participate one day, but as long as I can get her to communicate clearly. But I would love to do an episode with y'all talking about gear that we personally use and have.
Absolutely outstanding. I love it. Jeremy, you're coming on. We're going to do that episode for sure. Rhonda, we've had so many problems with that ridiculous email. I don't understand why you can't just press a button and make emails work.
It's
but
working.
Apparently you can't.
It's working.
Is it
now.
Working now?
It's working now.
As of right now, it is working.
Yes.
As of the recording, the time of this recording, it is working.
Yes.
Okay. Guys, we want you to be on the show. Email us. It's shtf@topsbunker.com. TOPSBunker.com. The email is now working. I know an episode ago we said it was, but we have had so many problems with this dang thing. It's not like a service where you could just, press a button and it comes on. Rhonda's had to do all kinds of coding and strange stuff that normally, and I asked her, I don't understand why this doesn't work. I mean, you just, you set up your email and there it is. But that's because those are paid services. We don't have a paid service. We have Rhonda. Rhonda's actually coding the whole thing. She's having to go in and do all the stuff that I don't understand. So it's difficult. Can you explain it or is it just too difficult?
It's too difficult. And I just now went to the page to log into the email and it told me I couldn't log in.
Oh, shoot. Are you kidding me? You're telling me we can't. Now it's not working again?
Okay. It worked. My test came through. So the email is working.
Okay. So the email is working. Nice. Jeremy, go ahead and email me. I just replied back and I just got your wave back. So we're good to go. What else did you want to talk about as far as the bunker is concerned?
So on the Patreon group, you can be a free member on the Patreon. We do post stuff on there and share things, although it hasn't been very often in the past, but that's going to change going forward. And then the people that provide financial support through Patreon, as little as $1 and up to as much as you want to, get extra things.
Okay.
So the biggest thing I was going to say about Patreon is right now it still has the /OGTX. But when I get off, when we are done recording tonight, by the time this recording gets posted, that's going to be changed to Tops Bunker.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's going to be patreon.com/topsbunker. And I have to send a personal email to each person that's a member on there so that they know that's changed. That's why I didn't just do it.
Right. Okay. So that's what I was just about to ask you. Those people who are already Patreons right now, what do they need to know?
They need to know that if you have a bookmark for our Patreon page,
that's going to change.
Take that bookmark off. You need to make a new bookmark. When you get the email, it'll have the new link in it. And every time we post something on Patreon, you get an email anyway. So it's always going to take you to the correct page. I'm just mentioning it because some people use bookmarks or favorites, and that you're going to have to change that if you're one of those people.
All right. Sounds good. You want to get to tonight's episode?
Yes.
Or are we done with all the back of the house stuff?
Yes, we are done with all that.
So tonight, guys, we're going to be talking about, it's kind of a fun one, I think. Are we doing 15 or do we have more? Do we have less?
We have 15, but I have a couple of comments to add on to it.
Okay. So what we're doing is a 15, and this isn't any kind of an order, but this is a top 15 foods for survival that never expire. Is that correct? Does there have to be an asterisk next to that?
Yes.
What's the asterisk have to say?
They're virtually indefinite. Okay, you can store them for virtually an indefinite time.
Okay. So if you were to store any of these things that we're going to be talking about for, let's say, 25 years, are you taking your life in your own hands at 25 years if you ingest them?
No, but, you know, everything has to have the disclaimer of how you're storing it.
Right. That's true. Everything has to have the disclaimer of how you're storing it. And also, we're not telling you guys anything that's scientifically responsible here. We're just giving you, we're just shooting the shit.
We're entertaining.
So you better do your own research. If you store something for the next 10 years, don't come back to me 10 years from now and say that you got sick and lost an arm.
We don't want to hear about your diarrhea or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Exactly. So I'm going to bring it over to you, and you're going to go ahead and get it started.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Military-industrial complex.
And we as a people will get to the promised land.
We will make America strong again, proud again, safe again. We will make America great again.
Okay, well, the number one item, of course, is on everybody's list, I'm sure, is water.
Water.
So when we say foods that last virtually indefinitely, it's not just food and it's not just, stuff to fill your stomach with. It's also other things that are important for you or nourishing or,
sure,
you know, make you happy.
Hydration makes you good.
Yeah. Water is a very important top of the list for everything when you're a prepper. So what do you want to remember about water, though? The plastic that you keep it in or the container that you keep it in is very important also.
Yeah. So what I heard about this is that there was a whole, I don't know if it was EPA or I don't know who it was, Food and Drug Administration. Somebody was saying that storing water in plastic is bad because it leaches into it. But that's not entirely true. It's how you store and where you store the water in the plastic. That if you take a water jug in plastic and you set it out in the sun, it is that sunlight is going to make that plastics, the chemicals in the plastic, leach into the water. If you take that same water in that same jug sealed and you put it in, let's say, a basement where it's dark and it's nice and cool, it will last very, very long time with almost no leaching whatsoever. That's almost unnoticeable. So it really depends on how you store it. What is the findings that you found?
Well, it also depends a lot on what kind of plastic, because there's food grade plastic that does not leach.
That's true. Yep.
And that's what you should use. If you choose to use something like a milk jug that's been washed out.
Ooh, I wouldn't do that. No.
Well, you can, but.
Really wash it out good, though.
Yeah, you have to wash it out good, but you also have to think about that plastic, the longevity of the plastic, because I'm sure you've seen milk jugs full of something that's been out in the yard that just crackle and fall apart. Over time, some plastics get brittle and they break.
Yeah.
So it's not just about the poison that you're drinking.
Well, yeah. And again, it's where and how you store it as well.
Yes.
Because sunlight is very, but, very bad for plastics.
Well, even if you put a milk jug in the basement for a few years, it's going to start getting brittle after time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because of the way milk jugs are made?
The kind of plastic that it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
But storable water, let's say in like those big water bottles, let's say Ozarka, mm-hmm, or one of those big, you know, 5-gallon deals, and
yes,
they're totally closed. They have like a tint to them to try, you know, to help with sunlight. Those are very, very good. They will last a long time.
Yes, those are good. There's a lot of other containers that are large, like that 3 to 5 gallon sizes, that are made out of the polycarbonate plastic, which has that BPA chemical that we're talking about leaching into the
the water. So you're looking for BPA-free?
Yes.
Plastics?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know if the water bladders are BPA-free?
Oh, I did not look that one up, but this sounds like a good episode.
Well, I would tell you this. I've got a few water bladders. I'm sorry. Water bladders, if I can speak correctly. And they say on the packaging, BPA free.
Oh, then they're probably
good. So I purposely bought them like that. So, yeah. Do your research.
Yes, do your research. And it's not just water that this happens to. It happens to food also, and including honey.
Really?
So, yeah, that BPA and other chemicals actually also, some plastics have more than just BPA, can leach into your food products.
Do we know what BPA stands for?
Yes, we do.
And what would that be?
Bisphenol A. I know I didn't say that right. Bisphenol? I don't know how to say it.
Bisphenol A.
There you go.
Okay. Bisphenol A is 3 atoms of hydrogen, 1 atom of carbon. Is that right?
I have no idea.
And I don't know. I'm looking at the chemical makeup of bisphenol A, and it's very, very boring. So I don't want to talk about it.
It causes health risks, and it kind of simulates a female hormone. Not in a good way.
Well, the thing I'm looking at here says it's a C15H16O2. That's the chemical makeup, the formula of bisphenol A. And it says bisphenol A is a chemical compound primarily used in the manufacturing of various plastics. It is a colorless solid which is soluble in most common organic solvents, but has very poor solubility in water. BPA is produced on an industrial scale by the condensation reaction of phenol and acetone. Yeah, I don't want
that. Does not sound good.
I don't want to drink either one of those two things. So,
well, here's another thing for people that keep water bottles in their truck like us.
Oh yeah.
That the PET bottles that are like the 16 ounce water bottles, the chemicals can start leaching at a temperature as low as 86 degrees Fahrenheit. So it doesn't have to be 100 degrees outside for that to happen.
Right. I change out my water bottles in the trucks. But generally speaking, the ones that we have in there right now have just been through the winter. And they've been frozen solid.
And that's fine.
So, and we've used them, you know. Because I'm in my work truck is it's my office. I'm there. I'm in it all day. So I could be out in the woods, but I've got to have my water with me, you know.
If you start getting way up in the temperatures, like 100 degrees. In Texas, around 140 degrees, it'll actually start releasing some other things that are even worse, called antimony compounds, which are metalloids.
So, well, you know, it can probably get in the heat of summer 140 degrees inside of a car.
Oh, definitely.
So be careful about that.
All right, let's move on to number two.
Let's move on.
Salt.
Salt.
Everybody's favorite. You can't fill up on it, but, you know, it's just so tasty. And it has its purposes. It has benefits.
Yeah.
Helps
you retain water.
Yeah, it does. It also has iodine, which everybody needs, but iodized salt actually degrades faster on the shelf. You want to look for kosher salt or sea salt for long term. Did you know that back in the old days, Roman soldiers got paid in salt?
That's right. And I know they did. Yeah.
Did you know that's where the word salary?
Salary. Came? That's right. How did you know that? That's good that you know. I'm impressed. Yep.
I know things.
Yep. The word salary comes from salinity, right? Which is from salt. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, but here in the United States, here in America, we like to say that's where, what was it? People were paid in people bought their drinks with a shot. They bought a shot of alcohol, and that's where we get the shot from.
I don't know if that.
No, I did not know that one.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Nope.
If you went into a bar back in the old days and you gave somebody a round, an ammunition round, that's how you paid for your alcohol, and that's why they call it a shot.
Of course,
this is what I've heard. I don't know.
What about the other white substance that makes everybody happy?
Cocaine?
I don't know how long that stores.
Is that your dog?
Where did you find that squeaky toy?
Get that thing.
It doesn't matter. How many I pick up, he finds another one.
Get that thing. Why are you talking about cocaine?
I wasn't talking about cocaine.
Can we use that word? Are we going to get banned if we put this on YouTube?
I have no idea.
Hmm.
But I'm not sure about the shelf life for cocaine, but sugar.
Oh, sugar. Yeah.
Sugar can be kept for long periods of time. And, you know, a lot of people can foods with lots of sugar in them. Right? Sugar equals happiness.
Oh, you mean sweet recipes, like sweet foods?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if you have blood sugar problems, then this one's not for you, but sugar is one of those things you can keep on the shelf for a long time if you store it properly.
Well, just because if you have diabetes or if you're not supposed to eat sugar, you should still have sugar around because you will need it. Just not in large quantities is all. You're still going to need it. It's in almost all recipes.
Yeah, I'm not speaking to how diabetics can have or not have sugar.
Yeah.
I know that... In my dad's situation, he's not supposed to eat sugar. He's diabetic, but at this stage in his life, why be miserable?
That's why you just sent him a case of chocolate candy.
I sent him some candy bars because he needs some happiness.
Yeah.
He's not going to eat them all at once, obviously, but
right.
You know, you have to use your own judgment for your own life. And
if I was him, I'd eat them all.
Listen to your doctor.
I'd eat them all, and then I'd call you and say, hey, I'm out. Send me more.
No.
What I'd do.
You know what his doctor told him?
What do you say?
Eat whatever you want to. Just increase your dose of insulin when you do it.
I mean,
what the hell?
Okay. I agree with the doctor. And I think they should be allowed to smoke and drink and party all they want over there. For some reason, they don't let those old people do it in that place.
Well, you know what? He would be a lot happier right now if he could go outside and have a cigarette and sit around and bullshit with other people that were having cigarettes.
Exactly. If it's about quality of life.
He's freaking miserable. His quality of life sucks.
What about cigarettes? Can you store them for longevity?
They go stale, but I wonder if you could like vacuum pack them or something. I don't know.
You know your dog's got another squeaky toy. I just took it from him.
Oh my God. I told you.
I just took it from him.
He just keeps finding more.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on from sugar. Sugar is...
Wait, stop. How do you store sugar?
Cool, dry place in the dark.
Like you have to keep it...
You have to absolutely keep moisture away from sugar. It's going to clump up and get ruined.
Silica packets and... Gotcha.
Yeah. Don't store it in the paper bag it comes in, by all means.
No.
Same thing for salt. I didn't say that, but some salt comes in those paper, like cardboard round containers.
Right.
You have to repackage that in an airtight container.
Vacuum seal them and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Silica packets and oxygenators.
Vinegar's excellent item to have on your shelf for long term. It keeps forever. You use it for pickling, so it's another one of those things you use in canning a lot. It's a great cleaner.
We just watched something on vinegar. What was that called? That vinegar drink. What was that called? Oh my goodness.
Switchel.
That's it.
That was apple cider vinegar.
Well, you can use either. That person that was telling us.
You can't clean with apple cider vinegar, but you should have that. I wonder how long that keeps. I don't know.
The Switchel?
No, the apple cider vinegar.
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't look that one up.
I know when you keep it in the refrigerator, it separates and looks real nasty until you shake it up.
It does. It looks gross anyway.
We're going to make some of that Switchel sometime.
Switchel is supposed to be...
Water, molasses.
The energy drink of the old days.
Old days, that's right. Water, molasses, vinegar, and ginger.
Ginger.
Yep. Mixed up in a certain way and cooled off. They used to cool it by keeping it in like underground or in a sort of a satchel or that's closed off and sealed and then put underwater in like a creek. They'd go work the fields, get all hot and sweaty, and they take a break and they'd have some switchel. So
it sounds
nasty. It
sounds badass.
But the dude that was on that we saw on YouTube that made it, he's some kind of a cook or a chef, was like tasted it and was like, oh my God, that's awesome. Why are we not all drinking that? So I'd like to try it. Anyway, back to what you were saying. Vinegar is on the list.
Yeah, it's on the list. Keeps for a very, very long time.
Okay.
Maple syrup or molasses.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about that ourselves. We were kind of brainstorming some of these things while we were driving. Molasses is similar to honey in that it has a high acetic level.
What is molasses made from? Just some kind of a plant? I mean, I thought it was like made from like the byproduct of sugar or something to that effect. I'm just curious.
Sugar cane, sugar beet juice. Yeah, okay. There's different things it could be made of.
So it's like boiled down, rendered thick and all that? Okay.
Yeah.
I've never had molasses.
You would love it. You like licorice. You would love some nasty ass molasses.
I like licorice. I do. I'm a fan.
So the good thing about pure maple syrup, not the...
Right.
Maple flavored crap and molasses is that those can last a very long time if they're airtight. You can't like go open it and close it and then, you know, use it every so often and keep it forever. But if it's unopened, it'll last a long time.
Right.
And it's one of those things that, you know, if it came to it and the Teotihuacan happened.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that can bring some normalcy back to your life and make you feel good because you're having something sweet and delicious.
Guzzle it. Take a shot of it.
Dry beans, everybody's favorite.
Ugh. Beans? Can't eat beans.
Beans. Beans are good for your heart.
The more you eat, the more you fart. I know. Beans and rice are like the staple for, you know, all preppers. They got to have the beans and rice.
Both of those are on the list here.
But do they last indefinitely?
So they can if they're kept dry in a cool place, airtight. They get harder over time.
The beans
and rice both get harder over time, which means you have to cook them longer.
They lose some moisture or something, right?
Just get harder. You have to soak them longer, cook them longer, whatever.
Gotcha.
But they're very easy to grow, so it's a great thing to do as a prepper is grow some beans and keep them, yeah.
For real?
Yes.
It's easy to grow beans?
That's what I read. I haven't tried it yet.
Well, I guess we're going to have to try.
We're going
to
try it. But they're full of protein and fiber. That's the best thing about beans. If you don't have meat around, meat is scarce. You're going to be happy you had some beans.
Yeah. And I heard that beans, the darker they are, the better for you they are. This is what I've heard. So
that sounds reasonable.
But legumes in general, there's all kinds of good legumes out there.
Well, lima beans.
Lima beans that are like light green and...
Navy beans.
Yep. Split peas. That's not
that's
the same.
That's a lentil.
That's a lentil. Okay. So different.
It's also on the list.
Is it really?
Yeah. So dried lentils are about the same as beans.
They in the bean family?
They.
Like, do they grow the same way?
Scientifically, I don't know, but they're also easy to grow.
Okay.
One of the good things about lentils, though, besides being a good source of protein and being able to cook those faster than beans, is that you can also grind them into a flour.
Oh.
Now, I'm not sure how you use that flour. I haven't gotten that far yet, but I'm definitely going to look into that.
Flour is flour. Probably make bread out of it.
Because I love lentils.
Huh. Okay.
Well,
split pea is probably my favorite soup.
I love it. I love peas. Okay. Dry pasta is another one. One of your favorites as an Italian.
Yep.
Good thing about that is it's full of carbs and can give you energy. It can make you feel like you're having something special.
Right.
Unless it's ramen noodles, which is also a pasta.
It is.
But, you know, even ramen can be made special.
I wonder if ramen has a shelf life.
I think ramen's outlive Twinkies.
Yeah. So on the pasta side of it, is it pretty much all pasta? Just doesn't matter what, just shape doesn't matter?
Shape does not matter. What matters is that you keep it dry.
Right.
In the dark, in the cold.
You can go online and you can get oxygenators and silica packets. One is for keeping oxygen out, and the other one is for keeping moisture out. You can get those things by the hundreds for pennies on the dollar.
I'm thinking I want one of those things that you suck the air out and you seal them up airtight. What's that thing called?
We have it. We have one.
It doesn't work.
Came with the house. You tried it?
I don't know where it is.
Yeah. You mean like a vacuum sealer?
Vacuum sealer. Yeah.
We have, they came, one came with the house. I found it in the storage room.
Okay.
I haven't plugged it in, but it looks like it's in pretty good shape.
Well, I'm thinking that's what you need to store all these things. Get the oxygen away from it.
You and I talked about this. It's best if you're going to store a lot of these things in smaller portion type packages.
Yes.
Explain that.
Good point. So I mentioned earlier about not opening it and using some and then closing it back up and expecting it to last forever.
Yeah.
That's why you want to store things in a smaller portion. If you make the servings or the packages that you're storing away, like 2 to 4 servings, then you're preserving it. If you're trying to seal up, you know, a 50 serving bucket of something and then you go open it, you're just letting air into all 50 servings of it.
You know, when I first started prepping it, the big thing was a 5 gallon bucket. So it was a big 5 gallon bucket with a Mylar bag inside that fit the whole bucket. You fill the whole thing up with beans or the whole thing up with rice or both. And then you vacuum seal it. And then you use there's a hot iron press that seals it, melts it together. Yeah. You throw in your silica packets and your oxygenators and all that, and you seal it. And then people started getting into, okay, well, what if I want to use it? Okay, so you got to now cut it. So this is why you got to make them really big bags, so that you cut them down a few inches, pull out what you need, then go through the whole process again. Try and vacuum seal it out.
Oh, you're talking about the little heat sealer that you...
Yes.
You hold in your hand and you run it across the top.
Okay. That's right. So it just seems like an awful lot of work. Why not just get small portion size Mylar bags, put them in there, seal them up and throw them in your bucket.
You know what else is good about the smaller sizes? If we had to jump up and leave here, we could throw some small packets in our bag. We wouldn't have to try to lug around a 50 pound.
Well, yeah. And we don't talk in terms of Mylar bags and 5 gallon buckets because we bought a ton, and I mean a bunch of storable food from Legacy, which is, you know, which we sell. We didn't get any kind of discount on it. We just bought it because it's one of the items that we sell. But if you think about it, even Legacy is smart because when you pick up one of those big buckets, what do they have? They have portion size bags inside.
Yeah.
Right? Each one. They might have one that's got 4 portions. They might have one that's got 6, but they're still not, you know, 50 portions.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we opened, we had some of the dried meat from them, the freeze-dried meat.
Yeah.
Chicken. We opened that and used it in Arkansas when we were out there.
Yeah, we rehydrated. But I liked it.
Then we closed it up and you can't reseal it.
No.
It's like rolled up and clipped with a clip and then stuck inside of a gallon Ziploc bag and put away in the dark cabinet. And 6 months later, when I remembered it was down there, it was...
Was it nasty?
It wasn't the same.
Exactly. Yeah. So you've got to know what you're doing when it comes to storing this stuff. What's your next on your list?
Rolled oats.
So you're talking about oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
Okay.
Rolled oats. Those are great for energy. Got lots of vitamins and minerals in it. They're heart healthy.
Good for you.
Good comfort food. You know, how good does it feel to eat a hot, steamy bowl of oats when it's cold?
With some maple syrup.
There you go.
Or molasses or honey.
Yeah. Another good thing about rolled oats is you don't have to have fire. You can actually put those in water and just soak them overnight and eat them the next morning.
Yep. Yep. I used to do it. I would take a big jar and I would put oatmeal in it and raisins, a little bit of brown sugar, water, fill it up, close off the top, and I'd stick it in the refrigerator. Next morning, I wake up and I had fresh oatmeal ready to go. Delicious.
Yeah. All right. Powdered milk. Where do you even buy powdered milk?
Well, we get it through Legacy.
They have powdered milk?
Oh, yeah. A ton of it.
I didn't know that.
They got powdered milk. They got powdered drinks, you know, teas and flavored drinks and things like that.
Well, you know, calcium and vitamin D are very important. And that makes powdered milk very important. Those are, you know, that's necessary for muscle growth and repair.
Oh, yeah. Especially as you get
women
older.
Especially need calcium and vitamin D. So, yeah, we need to get some powdered milk. I want to try it out and taste it anyway.
Different from creamer?
Totally different from creamer.
Okay.
Creamer is non-dairy.
Non-dairy. Gotcha.
Clarified butter, also known as ghee.
Ghee. G-H-E-E.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Supposed to be really good for you.
Yeah. So basically, if you don't know what ghee is, it's milk boiled down or simmered, actually, to separate the water from the fat. And the ghee, the butter that's not milk, sorry, butter, it separates out the fat, and the fat part is the ghee.
Okay.
So it's...
What you're saying is ghee, G-H-E-E, and it's butter that's been... That the fat has been rendered out of it? And yes. That fat is the ghee?
Yes.
Okay. What is so special about it that makes it last indefinitely?
It does not require refrigeration. It has... Oh, why does it last indefinitely?
Yeah, I mean, because butter doesn't last forever.
Well, it's clarified.
Clarified?
Yeah.
That's special?
I don't know how to define what clarified means.
Okay. Let me look it up here.
So
it says ghee is a type of clarified butter originating from India. It is commonly used for cooking as a traditional medicine and for religious rituals. That's what it says.
Okay. It has vitamins A, E, and D in it. So it's good to know what has vitamins in it, because you definitely, you know, a lot of the things we're naming off may not have many nutrients, like rice, for instance. Sugar, salt, no nutrients, vinegar, well, no nutrients.
For me, it says you can make it there. You can make your own ghee, but I think it's probably best if you're going to store to just go ahead and buy it sealed in a jar, probably organic, and just not open it. Just save that. That should be your lifelong. That should be your prepping food right there. You know what I'm saying? If you make it, you don't know if you're incorporating any kind of bacteria from your hands or from your kitchen or whatever it is that might grow in there. You don't know. I just don't think you'll. For me, that's just the way I would do it. I think if you're already in an SHTF situation and you've got butter, then you can go ahead and try and make the ghee, because butter won't last. You put that on a shelf, it's dead.
You can store butter.
Really? How?
Out on the cabinet.
For how long?
I don't know for how long, but I eat it.
This podcast is about indefinitely. Forever is what I'm saying.
Well, you can't store a stick of butter on the shelf forever, no.
Right.
Do you know what hardtack is?
Some kind of a bread. I think it was used back in the colonial days.
Yeah, it's like a really tough, hard biscuit kind
biscuit of... Bread, I mean, I call it
a
sort.
Biscuit, like a cracker.
Yeah.
It's a completely dehydrated flour and water mixture. It is a survival food because it's good for carbs and calories, which will give you some energy.
Can you make
pretty it? Much indefinite as long as it's stored dry? Yes, we can make some. It's not that nutritious. It's mostly
just to fill your belly.
Yeah, it's mostly just the carbs. You know, it's to get some carbs. It has a little bit of protein, but not enough to survive on.
Okay. So you make it into like a dough?
Flour, water, and salt. Yeah. So you mix it up, make it in, spread it out on a sheet, because it's like crackers. It's real thin.
Okay.
And you have to put it on a really low heat for a long, long time. And it gets super hard.
Gotcha.
So it doesn't crumble like saltines.
I see.
Basically is a saltine. It's just thicker, harder.
More compacted.
Yes. And so, some of them, from what I read, are so hard you even soak them in water before you eat them.
Okay.
Bouillon cubes is something you might want to keep on your shelf. Not a lot of nutrients, but very tasty.
Oh, it's got salt.
It does have salt. And
does it have any fat?
I don't think so.
So it's just basically flavor. Just
it
flavor.
Is. And well, it's important when you know, if you are in a SHTF situation and you're eating the same stuff every day, you get tired of it, you're going to start losing your appetite. This bouillon cubes can definitely make you have an appetite because they're so delicious.
So that stores for a long time as well, too.
Very long time, as long as they're dry. It's all about the oxygen and moisture.
Right.
Dried corn. You can make cornmeal and flour out of it, which you can then make bread and tortillas and
That's
stuff
right.
like that.
You can grind it. Uh-huh.
Another item that's good for carbs, but corn also has a lot of B vitamins in it, which is important for your body.
Oh, see, I've always thought that corn is one of those things that has no nutritional value. And I can never really believe that, but I've always heard people say that.
I've heard that too.
It's got to have fiber.
So, you know, I didn't actually confirm that on multiple websites like I usually do.
Yeah.
But the one that I did read up on corn said that it had B vitamins, so that might be something to look up on some other sources just to make sure. Because I have always heard that too, but come on, corn is so delicious. I'm hoping it has some nutrients.
Well, I'm looking here on the bunker as we're doing the podcast. I still don't see anybody else. Jeremy was the last person that was on.
Number 15, honey.
Should have been
number one. Honey's antioxidant, which means it does a body good.
Does the body good. Yeah. Didn't you say that there was somebody who had found ancient honey from like the days of the pyramids?
And they found 4,000 year old honey in King Tut's tomb, I think. And it was still edible. So honey has a pH level that's so high that bacteria can't grow in it. It's a good antibacterial, antifungal. A lot of the old civilizations would mix it with cinnamon, which is an anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, if you got cinnamon and honey, that's antibacterial, antifungal, anti-inflammatory.
Yep.
Good medicine.
Put it in a tea. That's a really good medicine.
And helps you with allergens. If you eat local honey, local to your area, it's like low doses of the allergens in your area, which helps build up your immunity to those allergens. You may have seen honey that you've opened, or maybe not even opened, depending on what kind of a container. You may have seen it start to crystallize and turn into looks like sugar. All you have to do is heat that up. Sit it in a hot pan of water and let it warm up and it turns back to liquid.
Yep. And that crystallized honey that's on the top, you can also use that as an antiseptic for cuts, wounds.
So yeah, honey can outlive you.
And we are going to have plenty of honey because in less than a month, we are getting, is it less than a month? About a month, about 6 weeks, I think. We are getting our bees and we're getting a lot of them. So you guys are going to see all that on YouTube. You're going to see the whole thing. You're going to see when they come, how they come. You're going to see us incorporate them into their new homes, into their hives, and let them grow. You're going to be there with us through the whole thing. It's going to be great.
So let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Do you know the difference between shelf life of a dehydrated product compared to a freeze-dried product?
A dehydrated product, something that is dehydrated, I believe is a 5 to 10 year shelf life kind of a thing. And a freeze dried one can be up to 25 to even 35 years.
Did you just Google that?
No, I'm sitting here playing with your dog. I'm scratching your dog's butt, the top of his butt, not the bottom of his butt.
So yeah,
the nice part of the butt.
Oh, okay.
Listen, see? Good boy.
I'm bringing that up because there's lots of things you can make into a powder that are going to keep for years.
I got the smarts real good.
Oh, I know you do. You got the smart asses real good.
Go ahead, bring it up. What are we going to say?
So there's lots of things you can make into a powder, which you can do in a dehydrator or a freeze dryer. Things like peanuts, you can make peanut powder. You can even make cheese powder. Any kind of vegetables, you can make a powder out of them. And what are you going to do with those powders? Well, you can add those into soups and stews or drinks or whatever and get your nutrients that way.
Yeah.
You can even make broth into a powder.
Really?
Yeah. Mushrooms, garlic, tomatoes. Well, turmeric, obviously. Yogurt.
You're saying you can dehydrate all this into a powder?
Yes. You can dehydrate or freeze dry any of these items and more. This is just a short list, but some of the things that would be beneficial to your health to have on hand, like the yogurt is a good one, seaweed, pumpkin seeds, almonds. You can make beef jerky powder.
Beef jerky powder?
Yeah. Grind it up.
Wow.
Cocoa powder is something good to have for the happy factor.
Yeah.
Oat powder.
I love peanut butter powder. Powdered peanut butter.
I know you do. And that will last like 20 years.
Oh, it'll last. All you have to do, and it's great because all you do is just add a little water and it turns right back into peanut butter. It's amazing.
Fish powder.
No damn fish powder. You're talking about fish powder.
Ugh. Oat powder, nasty. Rice powder. You can actually make noodles out of rice powder. But buttermilk powder. And one of the big ones, whey powder. I know you've heard of whey powder.
Yeah.
A lot of people in, you know, workout gyms and stuff, they use that.
They do.
Do you know how you get whey?
I don't.
When you make cheese?
Oh, okay.
The whey is left over. Okay. Dehydrate that whey and make it into a powder. Then you can stir it into your drinks, you know,
when
later.
You separate the curds and the whey?
That's exactly right.
And you take the whey and then you dehydrate it into a powder?
Yes.
Okay. And that is what makes people, bodybuilders, get big muscles? That's what
it's
for?
It's the protein in it.
Oh.
Whey is protein.
Okay.
And, so that's all I have except for one final mention, which distilled spirits.
Oh.
Those are long-term.
That's right.
I think those are probably forever.
That's right.
So vodka, rum, gin, whiskey, not the flavored stuff, just the pure distilled spirits.
If it has a lot of sugar, I'm wondering how long it'll last. Yeah, like the really sugared ones.
I think, don't they all have a lot of sugar?
But they're all alcohol and they're all sealed.
Well, these even last if you open them repeatedly. You can take a daily nip and it'll still last forever.
Wow. Nice.
So those are good to have on hand, though, especially like vodka and gin, the clear ones, because you can use those for medicinal purposes like, you know, sterilization and stuff.
All right. Well, tell everybody one more time about the Patreon.
So Patreon is going to change from /OGTX over to /TopsBunker tonight. Okay. By the time this podcast is posted, that will be changed.
And in March, this is when we're going to be unveiling everything, right? Everything is going to start dropping.
Yes, the website is being worked on.
How far are we all along on the website? You're the one.
Can you look it up and see if it shows up?
I sure can.
So if you do go look up the website right now, it's probably going to have like jeans and t-shirts. And
you don't have a under construction thing going?
No, I can't find one.
Ooh, that's going to be weird if people
I know. I'm trying to
Is it topsbunker.com?
Yes.
Okay, let's just check it
out. So we switched hosting providers, which, you know, we also switched from WordPress to a different kind of website builder. And it's not one of those, you know, like GoDaddy's site builder or whatever. It's really complicated and my brain is just...
So I see the logo. I think it's beautiful. I think I love the white black theme of everything. It's very nice.
Scroll down and you'll see the mess.
I see that it's under construction. The original Prepper Survivalist coming soon.
I did put that on there. So I used a template.
Yeah.
And the bottom of the template has some stuff on there that is not our products.
Oh, yeah. Like the people on the beach, they're in their swimwear.
Exactly. So you cannot buy swimsuits from us. I'm going to try to take that off of there tonight.
This is very confusing. It's saying that I can buy a Rimini romper for $159.95. I don't know. Girl's wearing it.
Sounds cool.
Girl's wearing it. She's wearing it. As a guy next to a surfboard said you could buy a blue flannel for $30. So you're saying we don't sell that stuff?
No, that was on the template when I got it. So I just need to swap those out tonight. So I'm going to be working on that while you are doing the production on this podcast.
This website is for the podcast.
Yes.
And we will have our merch, though. I can't wait to get one of these shirts with the Bigfoot logo on it. I think that's going to be cool. And I don't mean like the Bigfoot. Looks like a foot. That's pretty cool. I like that. It's a little confusing. It's not confusing to us, but it might be confusing to other people. That's just our logo. And our mascot, that's the original Prepper Survivalist.
Yes, that's one thing. It's a fun twist on it. It sounds like we're saying we're the original Prepper Survivalist show. That's not what we're saying.
I could care less if anybody thinks that.
Well,
at all. I just want to make sure everybody
understands
that.
I don't want to come across as cocky and arrogant.
There's so many survivalists and prepper type logos out there that are like, you know, with a gun or with like a, you know, the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This is something totally different. We wanted to be totally different. And that's just the way
it is. Well, we've always tried to throw some fun into it. We're not about the fear factor and all that stuff. So this is fun.
Thank you guys so much for listening again. Remember, Patreons are going to get an extra episode. Think about supporting the show. We really would appreciate that. All right, my prepper brothers and sisters, stay prepped, stay happy. Thanks for listening. and good night.
I always try to take the long way home. Skip familiar places that I know. I always seem to find the open road. I'm looking for it everywhere I go. Hey, this is life in the Badlands, Badlands. Forget about the reason, reason. Don't know what you're doing, doing. I try to catch the feelings, feelings. You make me smile. I just stay a while. I, this is life in the Badlands. This is life in the Badlands. Always making friends along the way. So pack your bags and let's leave for the day. Take your worries, make them go away. Turn the music up and let's escape, let's escape. This is life in the Badlands, Badlands. Forget about the reason, reason. Don't know what you're doing, doing. But try to catch the feelings, feelings. You make me smile. This is life in the Badlands, Badlands. Forget about the reason, reason. Don't know what you're doing, doing. I try to catch the feelings, feelings. You make me smile.